to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
When I was in year 10, a friend of mine named Robert was doing maths a few classrooms away. While they were waiting for their teacher to arrive, he and another mate, Andrew, thought they'd pass time by having a bit of a play rumble. Very male thing to do. Andrew pushed Rob in the chest and he collapsed. Only a few of us knew that Rob had a heart condition. He died moments later. If you've ever experienced something like this, you'll understand the trauma. What made it even harder for us is that a couple of weeks before this, Robert, some mates and I spent a night camping together. That night, we talked for hours about what we thought of God, death, heaven and stuff like that. It never crossed any of our minds that a few weeks later, one of us would know for sure. Now, Rob wasn't a religious bloke by any stretch of the imagination, but from the things he said when we went camping together that night, he certainly had a hunch about God and his kingdom. He also knew quite a few Christians who had been trying their best to explain what it meant to know God. Who knows? Maybe Rob got his foot in the door at the right time. Now, I'm not saying that Christianity is simply an eternal life insurance policy. I'd be shortchanging Jesus if I made that out. He didn't come only to give us a free ticket to paradise. But it's nonetheless true that while he walked on earth, he did make some fascinating claims about the topic we started to explore last time round: death and the afterlife. Hebrews 9:27 in the New Testament says this: "We die only once, and then we are judged." This statement flatly disagrees with the two views of death we explored last time. It contradicts the die and rot idea because it says that after death there is something, judgment. It also contradicts reincarnation because it makes clear that we die only once. Now, before I go into detail about what Jesus taught on this topic, let me explain why I think we should even bother listening to Jesus. Unlike the die and rot or reincarnation ideas, there's actually a reason to take Jesus seriously on this topic. Siddhartha Gautama, whom we know as the Buddha, founded what is called Buddhism. He taught about death, and yet he was overcome by it. Muhammad founded the religion called Islam. He taught about death too, and of course, it beat him as well. Then there was Bertrand Russell, one of the greatest atheists of the 20th century. He spoke a lot about death, and yet, sadly, he couldn't fight it off either. These were undoubtedly great men who have influenced millions of people throughout history, but they're all dead. And we have no idea of whether or not what they taught on the topic is reliable. One of the unique things about Christianity is that its founder died and then returned from the dead. This is not a fairy tale, but an event in history. We spent a whole week talking about the evidence for Christ's resurrection a couple of months ago. And if you're in any doubt about the resurrection of Jesus, can I suggest you get onto the 103.2 website and have a listen to those particular talks? Now, I don't want to ridicule Muhammad or Buddha or any other great religious teacher. I'm simply pointing out that Jesus has one up on them all. He rose from death. If you need help in mathematics, you don't turn to a lecturer in geography. And if you're keen to play the didgeridoo, you don't go to your local church minister. To learn about anything, you need to seek the advice of an expert. In these cases, a maths teacher and an Aboriginal musician. If you want to know about life after death, I guess you could ask a scientist or a philosopher, but it's probably a lot smarter to learn from someone who has experienced death and lived. Jesus is the expert on the afterlife. The fact that Jesus died and rose again gives credibility to his teaching about death. And what did the expert on death teach? Well, to begin with, he said, "Be prepared. Death can strike at any moment." A man once came to Jesus complaining that he hadn't got his cut of his deceased father's money. Jesus knew this guy needed a change of perspective, so he told one of his parables to make a point. This is the story Jesus told. It's from Luke chapter 12, verse 16. "A rich man's farm produced a big crop, and he said to himself, I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, where I can store all my grain and other goods. Then I'll say to myself, you have stored up enough good things to last for years to come. Live it up, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But God said to him, you fool, tonight you will die. Then who will get what you have stored up? In Jesus' mind, we need to be prepared for death. The rich man in Jesus' story had a live-it-up attitude. No doubt he was an early Australian. Jesus wasn't speaking against having fun in life, but he was warning us not to think we are invincible. He was also pointing out that we should care about the things that count, like God and life after death. There's an ancient Middle Eastern legend I heard a while ago that makes exactly this point. I'll modernise it, but the basic story remains the same. A Sydney businessman once sent his secretary down to the shops to buy lunch. About an hour later, the secretary ran back into his office, white as a ghost and trembling with fear. She said to her boss, "When I was down at the shops, someone walked past me and bumped into me. I turned to see who it was and recognised it was death. He gave me a very threatening look. I dropped everything and ran straight back here. I'm sorry, but I've got to get out of town and hide somewhere. Death won't find me." Her boss gave her some time off, and she caught the next plane to Melbourne. After work, the businessman was walking down the street when he noticed Death walking along. He went straight over to Death, and he said, "Why did you give my secretary such a threatening look at lunchtime?" Death replied, "That was not a threatening look. It was a look of surprise. I was surprised to see her here in Sydney when I have an appointment with her tonight in Melbourne." We usually have no idea when we will die. Death can strike at any time. This is part of Jesus' teaching on death. Now, I certainly don't think it means we're to go around worried and depressed all the time. But we should at least give it serious thought and be prepared. And tomorrow, I'll look at how we can be prepared, according to Jesus.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.